we could bring Joe Fisher on this as well.
Okay.
But we were talking about just the controversies in the SEC, and we're talking about 2009 going on 2010. Can you imagine, like, when you guys have been around this league for a long time? I'm not talking about going back to the 50s or 60s. I'm talking about even 20 years ago. There had to be a lot of these situations that have come up.
Oh, yeah.
But just teams that are barking at each other and calling them out for certain rules violation. I mean, I could imagine back in the day
how much that
would have been back then if we're still talking about little things like that now.
Believe it or
like
not.
Like referees and all that stuff.
Well, and Joe knows this. I think it's worse now. You know, it used to be that if a coach was doing something, in the gray area, you know, Johnny Majors, you know, might make a call to, you know, say Billy Brewer at Ole Miss and say, listen, I know you're doing this. You might want to clean it up.
Oh, yeah.
But now they'll just – and Spurrier's one of those that will go straight to the NCAA. He will report anybody.
Like if Joe sees an announcer doing something he doesn't like.
Joe.
Yes, we've made those calls before, too, yeah.
Joe, and I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but I don't know if you heard our conversation – in the last segment, but this whole thing about suspending the referees, listen, this has always been a perception in the SEC that the good teams seem to get the calls, that teams like Vanderbilt and, you know, in this particular case, Arkansas, gets the short end of the stick. And, you know, I think a lot of people were happy to see this, that there was finally some accountability, because it doesn't do you any good when Rogers Redding or whoever's the head of officiating tells you on Monday that the refs on Saturday screwed it up, and sorry about that.
Well, you've talked to Bobby Johnson enough to know that Bobby now just kind of doesn't really put much into the report turning in on controversial plays, because over and over again you'd get the phone call and he would say, yep, you were right, they were wrong. Okay, now what? And nothing ever happened. I mean, what could happen other than holding officials accountable? And, this is my 12th year doing this for Vanderbilt, and I know that there are a lot of Vanderbilt fans that fully believe what you said, you know, earlier, that, you know, in the days not too long gone by, Vanderbilt was hardly ever the beneficiary of a call, and the perception of a lot of people was that the big teams got the big calls. You know, I think the Crews now are really good. They work hard. They do their best. It would be hard for me to believe that anybody did anything, you know, that had any intent to it like that. There's just too much on the line now.
We know a lot of officials, Joe, and I know that they really care about the job that they do. And, you know, and most of the time, things are happening so fast, you know, they're just trying to get the call right. They don't even know what, you know, a lot of times, you know, what jersey, you know, did what.
You know, I think what scares some people, and this, you know, obviously this doesn't happen, but I've heard people say, you have to wonder, with so much money now on the line, you know, imagine if you have a team that's got a shot to play for a national championship, and they're in a game playing somebody who's, you know, has a losing record, and you've got one of those borderline calls that can decide a game. You know, you almost wonder if maybe that, you know, want to be sure and tip the scale over that way, because there's so much on the line money-wise. I happen to believe that these officials get out there and they just call what they see. That's all they do. And as you said, they work hard at it. They take a lot of pride in it. And, you know, some of them are obviously outstanding. You see some of these guys in these huge games make these big calls. And you know what? They're right 99.5% of the time. You know, and they only get one shot at it. We sit there, look at replay over and over again to determine if a foot was in or not. They get one shot at it, and they almost always get it right.
And, Joe, you hope that if a crew gets suspended, that the crew that replaces them will do a better job. I mean, that to me is a concern as well.
Well, you know, and we ran into that a few years ago, not with a particular crew, but with one particular official who ended up, you know, being a part of a couple of controversial calls that both went against Vanderbilt. And, you know, that led to some discussions as well. It is interesting that a whole crew gets suspended for this particular issue, but, you know, they come back in November 14th, I guess, is when they'll be able to get back in. So, again, it's an isolated case. It doesn't happen very often, but it just shows how much the conference believes and how important this stuff is to get it right.
on the field for Vanderbilt, Zach Stacy able to practice yesterday, looking a little more optimistic that he might play on Saturday.
I have never been around a group of guys who are so injured one moment and playing the next. It's
happened the whole season, hasn't it?
You can't figure it out anymore. You know, but yep. Between Jared Hawkins and Zach Stacy, Thomas Welch out there trying. I saw him yesterday morning, in fact, out with some of the sports medicine people going through some of the drills, you know, just trying to check on his ankle, and then he was at practice. So, you know, he's probably more doubtful than the others. I think Zach probably is going to play. So it's just kind of a day-to-day. See who shows up and how they feel that day and hope that everybody feels good on Saturday night.
How about Steve Spurrier saying that Vanderbilt has out-couraged his Gamecocks yep. the last 2 years?
I think he's really he was very straightforward in those two. After those two wins, there was no excuse making. It was just Vanderbilt played us better. Vanderbilt was better than we were. And I think he's also trying to kind of send a message to his guys. You know, we can't do this three in a row now. We need to, you know, we're playing well. We're in the top 25 again. The last two meetings, they were in the top 25 and once in the top 10 when Vanderbilt beat them. So I think he's trying to just make sure his guys are focused. Even a couple of his players had said that they had taken Vanderbilt lightly in recent years. I find that hard to believe, but that's what they had said. So he's trying to push all the right buttons this week for sure.
We never take our segment with Joe Fisher lightly. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, guys. See you tomorrow.